In one of the most disturbing allegations, Amnesty International claims the Nigerian military executed more than 640 prisoners who had briefly escaped after Boko Haram attacked a detention centre in Giwa in 2014. The group says the man in command of operations that day was Major General Ahmadu Mohamed.
He was also in charge of that military detention facility, and suspects in that facility died on an almost daily basis as a result of horrific conditions. They were tortured, starved, and even died of disease in that facility.
Major General Ahmadu Mohamed was retired in 2014 for unrelated reasons, but Amnesty says he was reinstated last month. In a report published last June, the group alleged that more than 7,000 detainees were starved, suffocated, and tortured to death in detention camps, and that a further 1,200 were unlawfully killed. A spokesperson for Nigeria's defense ministry said Amnesty's claims remain allegations unless they are proven beyond any reasonable doubt. Amnesty says the evidence is clear.
Our report was based on interviews with more than 400 witnesses, including military sources. We used also video evidence of war crimes, including the execution of unarmed men by Nigerian soldiers.
When the report was published in June, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari wrote on Twitter that the allegations would be investigated.
We're still waiting for those investigations. They haven't begun yet. But it's unthinkable that someone who was named in our report could be put in control of troops again without those investigations having taken place.
Meanwhile, in recent days, more than 150 people have been reported killed in Boko Haram attacks in Nigeria's northeast. At least 65 people died when militants opened fire on civilians and set fire to houses in Maiduguri. Suicide bombers also targeted crowds in the city. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.